No problem, man. Thank y'all for having me.
Hey, everybody was excited, especially the Chargers, when you were available and they took you. And, boy, you have not disappointed. You have lined up all over the field. You have as many sacks as Aaron Donald and Fletcher Cox. Right now you are graded as the third-rated safety in the NFL. When you hear that, how do you feel?
Well, I'm trying to get to number one, honestly. like I say, I just want to continue to work hard and just come out every day and practice and just improve and, like I said, grow each week. Not staying the same, just grow each week.
Hey, what would you say is the biggest difference as you make the jump from college to pro? I know different positions, you know, look at it differently. It's different for a quarterback going from college to pro. But for your situation, what has been the biggest difference?
I say the quarterbacks are a lot smarter. They can make better throws. I mean, and it's just like the people you're playing against every week. I mean, you're playing against an elite guy at a position every week. So, like I said, you got to be on top of your game every week, and it's a little faster. You see linemen running 4.7s, 4.6s. So, you see, it's more speed and more fast.
Hey, let me ask you something. How have you led the team in sacks as a safety? How does that happen?
Man, they blitz me, and I told them if they blitz me, I'm going to get there. Because always, thinking back since high school and college, always that's been my role, just getting to the quarterback. And fortunately, I had great coaches along, D-line coaches, and they told me when you're rushing the quarterback, I mean, you're just like a lineman, so you got to get there.
And speaking of blitzing and getting to the quarterback, now I played, and everybody, you know, when I get asked a question, what do you think about the new rules and how they protect the quarterbacks nowadays, I'd be like, I'd probably still be playing with the rules that they have today. How do you do it from a defensive side of the ball? Because I think it's such a disadvantage for you guys. You cannot tell when somebody's ducking their head, whether it be a receiver. You know, you don't know what's going to get called from a quarterback standpoint. How do you guys approach that, and how difficult is it for you guys to play and play good, hard-nosed, tough defense nowadays?
For me, I just try to just go out and just play football, just play ball. Don't worry about what the officials going to call. I mean, they're going to make their calls. And, you know, I just try to play clean. And, like I say, as long as my strike zone, the area need to be, and, like I say, not landing on the quarterback and little stuff like that, I just, at the end of the day, I don't just, if I'm finna go hit somebody, I don't think, oh, I'm finna get a penalty. I'm just finna go, I'm gonna go hit him. And if the ref made the call, he made the call. If you don't, you don't.
Our guest is Derwin James, the Chargers stud rookie safety. Fred Rogan and Rodney Peete on AM 570 LA Sports. As a team, Derwin, you're over 500. You're 3-2. Could everybody kind of exhale when you finally got to that point?
I mean, yeah, everybody exhale, but like I say, it's time. There's still more work to be done. We got three more quarters of football to play, and like I said, we're trying to get a W this week, get three in a row, and just get on the roll here.
Yeah, and the two losses that you guys have are to two teams that are still undefeated.
The
Rams and the Chiefs. How satisfying was it to beat the Raiders like you guys did at StubHub?
Oh, that was good because we came out and we played against a good team. I mean, they had one of the most explosive offense coming in. Carr was one of the most had the most completions by a quarterback almost. So it was like it was good playing against them, and I feel like we played great in all three phases of the game.
Derwin James, our guest on AM 570 LA Sports. Hey, Derwin, is there anybody that you can think of now? I mean, you've played five games, but is there anybody in your mind you're going, all right, that's going to be a real tough challenge, or that's somebody that might give me some trouble?
Nah, I don't go out with that mindset. I go out with the mindset that I'm the best player on the field, and I'm going to come out, and it's not about them. It's about me, what I come out and do. And as long as I execute and use my technique and trust what my coach is telling me, I feel like I can win out there. So,
All right, so you guys got the Browns this week. What challenges do they present to you guys?
Their offense is very explosive. They have a lot of weapons around Baker. Baker does a great job of keeping his eyes downfield, moving the pocket, picks up first down with his legs when he has to. He poised under pressure. So, like I said, it's going to be a good challenge. They got a good team. They got a lot of confidence. So, it'll be a good game going into their place.
I mean, talking about the Browns' offense and Baker Mayfield, earlier you talked about the speed of the game in the NFL. What else have you had to learn since you played these five games in the NFL? What surprised you? What did you have to learn?
I feel like nothing really has surprised me because I feel like my coaches do a good job in practice simulating how they're going to try to come attack us. And we know what defense we run. We know our teams, the weaknesses in it. So we know what to expect. And the rest is just going out there and playing ball. So I don't really think nothing has really surprised me really like that.
You know, one of the things when I made the jump from college to pro was the length of the season. Now, we had training camp was a little bit longer than what it is now. But you're five games in. It's a 16-game season, and hopefully longer. How is your body holding up so far?
Man, it's good. I actually like that it's more games. We get to play football more, man. So it's at, my body's just feeling good. I feel 100%. And like I said, I'm doing a great job taking care of my body.
Derwin, given where you were drafted in the first round, and again, the Chargers felt blessed to be able to get you, do you have a bit of a chip on your shoulder thinking maybe I should have gone higher?
Well, I always had an illusion that I felt like I was the best player in the draft. I still say that to this day. I said that when I was coming out. And like I said, I stood on that. And like I said, now it's about what I do now. It don't matter where I got picked at now. I mean, I'm an L.A. Charger. And like I said, I'm just going to come out each week and play football.
Well, what you've done so far has been spectacular. It's a great start. Keep it going.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Derwin, thanks for jumping on today. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, man.